Food City makes it easy to shop your way. Just pick up your groceries curbside or have them delivered directly to your home. So whether you need weekly groceries or just a quick meal, Food City's got you covered. From their doors to yours.
Welcome into the Eric Haines Show. It's Friday. A little two-minute drill getting us all set up and hooked up there, Brian Rice. That was very impressive.
It's just finding the right input.
You got to know where to stick it.
In more ways than one sometimes. Yep.
I'm on fire
see what
already.
I missed.
Yep.
All right. So, last time I took vacation, you had Kirk Herbstreit on.
Yeah. Again, this time, set up by a third party.
This time, I've gone. You didn't even get into the second hour of the show on Tuesday.
Yes.
Before you had Josh Heupel to talk about the biggest story of
Tennessee Athletics
2021, which is he's here and wants to be here and is going to be here.
And I told you, and I'll double down on it.
So who's coming on? Like, I'm going to be gone Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Are you going to get Santa or Jesus or the Pope?
I'm going to lean Santa. Okay. A little easier to get a hold of.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't talk directly to him. So
I want Saban.
Maybe Jesus.
Yeah, we're not going to have
Saban's not. You know, Saban's not on the. He's not on the list of people that are coming on next Tuesday and Wednesday.
So.
Anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It was great to have Josh Heupel on. I'm not actually mad at all. Because I think it's important when you're
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Putting it, yeah.
Probably have her on Wednesday.
Yeah. If you could. I would drive.
I'd end up missing work. I wouldn't show up to seal the deal.
Yeah, I'd have to drive in to make sure somebody would be on the air. You never know when you're going to oversleep. It is good that Josh Heupel was there to settle some of the rumors. And look, as we were pretty clear about on Monday, I didn't think there was any chance he was going to Oklahoma. I think there's a lot of history there. I will say, knowing even what I know, every day Oklahoma doesn't have a coach, I still am out there a little bit. Because this is what happened with Lane Kiffin at
USC. You never know.
USC was turned down 8 times before they circled back around to Lane Kiffin.
I just feel like right now if you're Oklahoma, or I'll give you a better example, Brian Kelly. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought Brian Kelly would have left Notre Dame when they actually still have a good mathematical chance to get in the playoff. And he just, 1 minute he's there, 1 minute he's gone, doing a presser, making money, talking to the players. Like, I understand it after the fact, but I never would have put him on a list to even think he would do that.
I don't get Brian Kelly at all. We'll talk about this coming up, because I think it's more than a couple-second discussion. I didn't want to rehash everything that's happened in the week that I missed. But
it's been a lot of good stuff, though.
Brian Kelly at LSU doesn't make sense to me. But right now, let's start. We're here at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville, I-75, Callahan Drive. Now, they have a whole bunch of new Kias out there. When you look around car dealerships around this area and around the southeast, new cars on the lot is not something that a lot of them have. Right here at Rusty Wallace Kia, though, they've got a whole bunch of them out there. Tellurides and Souls and more. So come in and check out the full variety right here. I-75 and Callahan Drive at Rusty Wallace Kia. They've got the Christmas trees up. It's a big December right here at Rusty Wallace Kia. Let's take a look at the game plan. So, the SEC Championship game tomorrow, matchup that we've been expecting all year long. We'll break that down as well. It's a huge football weekend as the playoff will come into play. We'll find out everybody's bowl spots on Sunday. Coaching carousel spinning. It's silly season in college football.
It's going to be. I mean, there's so many things that are interesting to me right now going on. All the rule changes or all the changes with how they operate in college football, the NIL stuff, the transfer portal. There's like 10 things now that didn't used to be on our radar or we just didn't think about it. And now we're in tune to it everywhere. Like, I mean, I saw yesterday, I don't remember where it was, but Power 5, big-time program, high 4, maybe 5-star player in the portal, had been playing. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Tyon, you know, like was playing. He wasn't sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
He's a good player. He's like a sophomore. Portal.
Yep.
You never know.
Not anymore.
Gosh, especially with the rash unstableness of young football players. In the portal one day,
somebody
devastated.
Hurts their feelings one day in
portal.
Yep.
Yeah. All or nothing. He got mad at me because I was late for the third time in a row. Portal.
Lincoln Riley is poaching Oklahoma signees at USC.
I'm here for this.
Did you see Oklahoma's compliance Twitter account the other day?
I did. And I'm still here for this.
Eyes,
I'm here for it.
Okay, what's funny?
Oklahoma did it with Lincoln Riley. Mm-hmm. They have three players that would all have been starting players on one on defense, two on offense, 1,000,000%. Hey, yep. Jabari Small and Tyon Evans are good. They're not as – okay, anyway, that whole thing's ridiculous.
Okay, what's funnier?
Steal them all.
What's funnier, Lincoln Riley poaching Oklahoma signees or the fact that zero assistants are coming with Brian Kelly to LSU?
Well, see, that there's another big red flag.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you, the whole Brian Kelly thing
listen,
does not make sense.
I do not think for a second that Brian Kelly's a bad person.
Except for when he was responsible for the death of the student manager. But
I still don't think, but like, I didn't think Mark D'Antonio had a bad bone in his body either.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. All that went down. I mean, I wonder if this is a deal where 2 years from now, 3 years from now, we hear about all this stuff that Les Miles was doing when he took the Kansas job. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and if you're Brian Kelly and you know you're going to be a little liberal potentially on policing
some things,
all the stuff, mm-hmm. there's not a better place to go coach than LSU. They got Kim Mulkey coaching women's basketball, Will Wade coaching men's basketball. I mean, their baseball team has to have been cheating for a while.
They have quite the group. They have quite
the group. It's crazy.
Vol Hoops will play Colorado tomorrow. We'll have a preview of that as well. And then it is the grand finale of the picks segment.
Uh-oh.
For football season.
Uh-oh.
We will have bowl picks starting next week. But, Eric, Logan went 1-5 last week.
Blanked the bed.
Now, you only went 2-4. But his 1-5, your 2-4, you were only two games back of Logan heading into the final weekend.
But he's picking first. You have to. It's like overtime in college football.
You just write the rules as you go, don't you?
No. Think about it. If I go first, you can just match all my picks and the game's over. That's not how that works.
That's a good point.
You got to take the ball and go score.
That's a
kick
good point.
Field goal, and then I'll have to do the same.
That's a good point.
Also, I am making my rules up, and it is my show. So,
well, so today we'll just go in. We'll pick in reverse order of where you are in the standings.
I like that.
Jake will still get to go last.
You know what's cool?
What's that?
The Puff isn't last.
No.
The Puff is firmly not in last.
It's Cheez-Its now.
Oh, okay.
So when we started the season, all he could eat was the little Puffs.
I don't discriminate.
Now.
Big dog's getting older. He's ready to chomp a cheese. Yeah. It. Let's go.
We tried to do Teddy Grahams. Does not like Teddy Grahams. Will not eat them.
It's so weird. Like that's
picked
just...
it up and threw it. Yeah. And let the dog. How, eat
did
it.
He throw it far?
Yeah.
Okay.
He.
I'm always in tune to that.
He has a couple of balls that he plays with. That just sounds awful.
I'm not even going to do it. So.
He chases them around the room and stuff. Yeah, he's. I think it may be significantly more of an athlete than I was. It's not a high bar
Kelly
to jump
was
over.
Pretty athletic, wasn't she?
She's pretty athletic.
Pretty
athletic,
yeah. Hey, my mom's 5'4".
She's marched in two Christmas parades this week with her. She has these jump shoes.
Mm-hmm. I need to see what you're talking about. You said that the other day, and I was like, "That sounds pretty dang cool."
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be in the WIVK Christmas parade tonight.
Very nice.
With the kiddos.
Very nice.
I wish we could still throw candy.
Can you not?
I don't think so. I think not. I think they may. Well, yeah. I mean, it kind of makes sense. I mean, you throw candy.
Yeah.
Kids come running on the road.
It was a little dangerous.
It's old school.
Because we did the Kingston and Harriman Christmas parades that Kelly did, and it was because a little hairy. And here's the other thing:
one parent that doesn't pay attention, and there's a 4-year-old, and you have a
And as we're leaving, as we're driving back through the parade route, there's still candy on the ground that like people left, and I feel bad for the candy.
Then you got to pick it up. Eat it all.
All that and more coming up today on the Eric Haines Show, and that's the game plan that's laid out for you every day by 42nd Street.
42ST.com. If you want to help your company take the next step, you've been doing it forever. They have people that have been in business for 20, 30, 40 years. And all the stuff that has changed in the last 20, the last 10, the last 5, the last 6 months. I mean, it's just everything changes always. The way you get business and more people to build your company changes every 6 months. You got to stay ahead of that stuff with Mike at 42nd Street Design. He can help you with your online reputation and get you hooked up and get you rolling. 42ST.com.
The Eric Haines rolls out next. We're coming to you live from Rusty Wallace Kia, I-75 and Callahan Drive. It's the Eric Haines Show, and this is the Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show on the Sports Animal. 865-656-9900 if you would like to join.
All right, I don't want to rehash everything that happened while I was gone for 3 days, but this Brian Kelly thing does not make sense to me in any way.
Explain.
He did not give the Notre Dame the opportunity to match the offer from LSU, so it's not about money. He kept talking about alignment, but no place is more aligned to winning football games than Notre Dame. No assistants are going with him to Notre Dame or from Notre Dame. He suddenly last night developed a fake Cajun accent. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's terrible. Did you see he held up the L for LSU? But like, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
They don't do that.
No.
Logan was pointing it out. They're going to have every time they suck and lose a game, there's going to be the meme of Brian Kelly holding the L up.
Mm-hmm. And there should
stuff
be.
Like that. I like the internet. For stuff like that, I do appreciate the wit of people that care about college football.
I just
give me some reasons. Okay, you got all the
why
reasons.
Why go to LSU?
Well, yeah, tell me why.
Why do it?
Well, I mean, you can't think of anything. I mean,
I guess
a 16-team SEC. I mean, he probably has – what is Swarbrick? Swarbrick still their athletic director?
Yep.
Jack, right? That's him? If he had information that – we're going to a 16-team playoff, and then we're going to a 12-team playoff or whatever. I can't understand the path to the national championship is, in my opinion, more simple at Notre Dame than it is at LSU.
Particularly in a 12-team playoff.
And especially when currently, anyway, some of your biggest rivals that you play annually are terrible. Stanford's awful. USC could get back up. You know, Lincoln Riley, he could get them rolling again. But right now, their strength of schedule is so easy compared to that. Like, there were 3 weeks in a row, basically, I'm pretty sure, where all 6 teams in the SEC West were ranked. From number 2 to 24 or 25, every team. And there were 2 in the East most of the time. Florida, and then it wasn't Florida, and then it was Kentucky. So you got 8 teams in the top 25, and you got to play them all every year just about. You can recruit better players, but you have to play against better players. There's no edge.
Yeah.
LSU doesn't have an edge over Florida or Georgia or Alabama or
Brian Kelly thinks
Texas
he's
A&M.
The edge. He thinks he's the edge.
I guess that's
and
it.
He's,
pompous.
He's done a lot, but he's also had some stinker seasons.
What do you think about the – I mean, he can't have those. That's the thing. They've had two.
They went 4-8 one year at Notre Dame. How?
No, see, he'd get fired. He'd get fired for that. I mean, like,
obviously, Dan Mullen showed that this year. They ended up 6-6.
Well, it's like Auburn, Gene Chizik. You go 14-0 and have one of the most memorable seasons in college football history, but then you're crappy the next year. You go, like 7-5 or something like that, and then they go 3-9 or 4-8.
It's Ed Orgeron. LSU.
Same thing.
LSU has won 2 national championships in the last decade, and they fired the coach both times.
And Ed Orgeron, 2019 season, the best football team, college football team I've ever seen, there was like 7 first-round draft picks from LSU, and they had three other ones that left or sat out the next year for COVID that didn't even play. He went 5-5. What did you expect him to do? He had like three returning starters on both sides of the ball the year after that 2019 season, and then he started off slow this year and he's fired.
Yeah.
That is crazy to me. That's why I don't get it. Like,
well, it should be crazy to you.
I mean, because they can say anything that they want to. You know, the president, administration, athletic director at LSU, they can say whatever they want. Mm-hmm. If he has a stinker like that, they're going to have their finger on the eject button, and he has then the next season to completely turn it around.
Or get $80 million. I wouldn't turn it around.
Maybe he's done. Maybe he's done.
I said it with James Franklin. I'm a proud man, but I'm also somebody who loves $80 million.
I mean,
and then
he just has no skin in the game. That's my problem with all these contracts. It's just they have no – there's no added pressure for them to do well out of fear of losing their job, like most people, like us, like everyone here at Rusty Walls Kia.
Yep.
You have to do your job and do it well, or you don't get to keep the job. You do a crappy job, and they pay you millions of dollars to just get out of the way. It's like hush money.
If I do a crappy job here, I don't get hush money to go away. I just we go to the quarter office one day, and then
you just,
I'm
just
doing
go away.
Else.
Yeah, and he's Brian, and not going to work here anymore.
Remember
anyway.
That guy?
Yeah,
remember that guy.
I'm just saying, man. The whole thing is crazy. You're LSU. You hire him, and you'd have nothing. He has no skin in the game.
Let me put your AD hat on for a second. If you
cheat at all costs. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
If you knew that Brian Kelly would be bringing zero assistants with him, would you still hire him?
I would have had a serious, whoa. You need to show me your work on this.
Yeah.
Because normally, you know, I get for the position coaches, you know, whoever they hire at Notre Dame, have they already done that?
Yeah, they promoted
yesterday?
Their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, okay. So then you know what that is. That's straight up tampering. For sure. Who cares? I'm glad. But you know, he just went to all of them and said, none of us are going. All of us are going or none of us are going. We got it rolling here. We're about to be in the dang playoff potentially. We're not leaving to go to LSU to have what most everyone else in college football would say, why the hell would you do that?
Yeah.
You just made your life and your job that much harder. I don't get it, dude.
And if you're Luke Fickell, this changes things for you as well, because obviously he's making the playoff, but he's making the playoff assuming they win and all that. But Luke Fickell was only leaving Cincinnati for a couple of jobs. Ohio State, Notre Dame. You figure both of them are probably going to come open in the next few years. Is Ryan Day going to be at Ohio State forever? No, I think everybody expects him to try the NFL. Brian Kelly was 60. You didn't expect him to coach to 70. So Luke Fickell's holding out for those two jobs. Well, now one of them has come open and gone, and they didn't even give you a sniff. They just promoted their guy. Now, it may come open in 3 years. You don't know. I mean, Marcus Freeman may win a national championship there, or he may go 4-8 and get fired. Wait, nobody knows. The fact that he kept the entire staff together?
It's weird. Like, that's a huge red flag to me, because I cannot think of another Power 5-ish caliber job change where that was the case. I cannot think of another example of that happening. There's been guys that bring a few people and then have to replace a bunch. And I think normally that is a directive from the athletic director that's hiring you, that we're not just bringing the whole staff with you. Mm-hmm. What Heupel bring, about half?
Yeah.
Right? Coordinator, quarterback, coach.
Did not bring his defense coordinator.
Yeah, like three or four, like four guys that he brought with him, replaced all the other ones. That to me is good. That at least shows that you have input and interest in upgrading or getting people that are better at different things. Nobody going. I've never seen that. Have you? Nobody?
No, you always take at least somebody. Even coaches moving up from a lower division up to Power 5 at least take a couple guys with them. Sometimes over the objection of their athletics director, but they always take guys with them.
He better hope he can keep all those players on the team.
Yeah, I just don't
care if he gets a 10-player, 15-player mass exodus and can only replace seven of them.
Bye.
I mean, yeah, I know, for sure.
I, like, in full disclosure, I have no love lost for Brian Kelly after that incident with the manager and the scissor lift. Like, I was done with him as a person after that. So I've tried not to let that cloud me. I've taken some, made some jokes, which are not real jokes, but they're shots at him. But realistically, I don't understand why you leave Notre Dame for LSU when you're Brian Kelly and you have it rolling. I certainly don't understand how none of your assistants want to go with you. There's a lot.
We'll hear something.
This is going to be...
Somebody will come out with something.
And everybody's had the... Almost everybody's had the opinion Brian Kelly's going to win a championship at LSU, and I certainly see how you get there. Hot take. Brian Kelly gets fired from LSU and does not win a championship.
I think that's the easy choice, honestly. I mean, I know people wouldn't... A lot of people wouldn't agree with that. I'm with you on that one.
I'm not saying people are wrong for saying he's going to win a championship. I just... My gut feeling is... He is not going to win big there, and I don't see him winning a championship at all.
I just feel like the most important thing with a coaching change is initially it's continuity of the staff as a whole.
Yeah.
You put it all together. You got to be cohesive and on the same page and understanding each other, and then there's a job to do, and that changes every day. But if there's no continuity, then – the players feel that. They know that. If it becomes a story on USA Today or Sports Illustrated that Brian Kelly's now been turned down by three different defensive coordinators and two offensive coordinators, and that he gets has a quote-unquote hard time hiring a good staff, if that happens, then I'm positive something's going on. Positive.
It's going to be interesting. All right, welcome back. Your phone calls are next at 656-9900-866. 656-9900. If you want to join us, we're Rusty Wallace, Key of Knoxville, I-75 and Callahan Drive. This is the Eric Ainge Show on the Sports Animal.
Thursday Night Football, last night in the NFL, the Cowboys took down the Steelers 27-17. Quarterback Dak Prescott threw for 238 yards and a touchdown, while Tony Pollard ran for 71 yards and a touchdown. Elsewhere in the NFL, Antonio Brown has been suspended for 3 games by the league for violating the NFL and NFLPA COVID-19 protocol. The league found that Brown misrepresented his vaccination status. Last night in the NBA, the Bulls took down the Knicks 119-115. The Suns took down the Pistons 114-103. The Grizzlies beat down the Thunder 152-79. That's the NBA record for the largest point victory in league history. And this morning in college football, Notre Dame announced that they have elevated defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman as their next head coach. Have a good Friday morning. I'm Logan Ward.
Welcome back into the Eric Ainge Show. Live here at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville, I-75, Callahan Drive. Can't miss it. All you got to do is come over here, full lot of cars, great deals, and you know every new Kia comes with a 200,000-mile warranty.
Always appreciate being here on a Friday. It is previewing the SEC Championship game and more right here at Rusty Wallace Kia. Let's go to the phones. Jacob is up first. Jacob, you're on the Eric Ainge Show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Morning.
I wanted to ask you about Adrian Martinez at Nebraska being in the transfer portal. Now, I know it's been said that if Hooker comes back, which in my opinion he will, Milton will transfer. Adrian Martinez they haven't had a lot of success at Nebraska, but he has set some school records in the same offense that Heupel coaches. Under Frost, it's the same one he had at USC. So that makes this Martinez kid a little unique there. In fact, even if Hooker comes back, Milton transfers, do you bring in a guy like Martinez just to have in the room in case Hooker goes down?
I wouldn't.
I think Adrian Martinez is looking for a place to start. I don't think he's going to go anywhere where there's even a possibility that he sits.
I mean, he's played in 38 games. I just don't think he's very good. I mean, like, he has such a hard time reading defense coverage from the pocket. Just about everything they do is, rolling him out or taking off and, running. But the way he runs in this conference, he wouldn't even be that good at it.
He's pretty much
a little bit. Yeah. I mean, in the inconsistency side of it, for sure. Like, if you watch just any random game that Adrian Martinez is quarterbacking for Nebraska, he looks like a first round draft pick sometimes. And then there's games where it looks like the walk-on wide receiver is giving your team a better chance to win. Like, that just, to me, that gap, I mean, good players can have a bad game every once in a while, but for the most part, you kind of get what you get. You know what I mean? You can have a bad day, great day, but it's you're you know, right in the middle. You're not 100 or zero. You're 40 to the 40, right in the middle, getting better. So I wouldn't want him.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man.
Yep, Jay, we appreciate it. Adrian Martinez did throw for 2,800 yards this year, 14 touchdowns, but 10 interceptions.
And that's – I'll bet if you went game by game.
The problem that he has is throughout his career, his touchdowns and interceptions are far too close to each other. The rest of his stats are fantastic, but he throws too many picks. He's going to go somewhere to be the starter. If Hendon Hooker announced that he was going to leave, you might take him, but – he's not going to make that announcement and that decision until Adrian Martinez already has.
I still don't think. I would all but guarantee that Heupel would rather have Joe Milton than Adrian Martinez.
Let's go to Aaron next. Aaron, you're on the Hurricane Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. First of all, thanks for walking us through a good season of UT football.
Yeah, so, well, thanks. It was fun for everybody.
It's been a joy to get on here in the mornings.
Yeah.
I want to come back to the Brian Kelly conversation. I used to live in South Louisiana. The expectations there, of course, now are like Saban-esque with Kelly coming back. I moved back to God's country. Thanks be to God. The only thing there is the food, and that's just about it. So I want to talk about Kelly's schedule at Notre Dame. We are treating him right now in the media like he is the perfect fit. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. At Notre Dame in the past 10 years, his schedule that he has played has gotten worse every year. And you see that with his trajectory. So Stanford drops off, USC drops off, Michigan's off the schedule now. Are we seeing I think he's a good football coach, but is he just benefiting? Because he has better recruiting classes than a lot of those teams. Is he benefiting from simply just having a schedule that has actually taken a huge dip in the past 5 to 10 years, and that's where his success is coming from?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's hard to rip on a guy whose last five seasons have been 10-3, 12-1, 11-2, 10-2, 11-1. But I'm kind of with you. I lean more on the Brian Kelly is the guy who went from 2010 to 2016, only had two double-digit win seasons. He went 8-5, 8-5, 12-1, 9-4, 8-5, 10-3, 4-8. I think that's more who he is than the last 5 years, because I think you're right. The schedule has gotten a little worse, not necessarily where they scheduled easier, but the teams that they've competed against on a year-to-year basis have fallen off. And he's going to play a lot tougher schedule at LSU. I don't hold his coaching abilities in as high esteem as many people do. And that's okay. We can disagree on that. But I lean more towards what you're saying than what the common response has been this week.
Well, here, let me add
this. That's just my opinion.
Let me add this to it real quick. So, like, Notre Dame this year, 2021, they played two ranked teams, both a little kind of early in the season. They played number 18 Wisconsin and won 41-13, and that's a good win. You know, you can't really make excuses either way on that. Then they turned around and played number 7 Cincinnati at home and lost 24-13. They did not play one other ranked football team all year long. They played two of the 12, and they lost one of them. That's why I just think that it's a joke that they're even in the conversation. I mean, that's worse than any other team up there. Cincinnati had a harder schedule than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you guys see as his ceiling? Because I've told my LSU friends, I think he's an 8-4, 9-3 guy at LSU.
Yeah, I think you look at Jimbo Fisher. Look at Jimbo Fisher and what he's done. He's been good, not great. Hasn't been able to duplicate the success that he had at Florida State, and I think that's kind of what's
a perfect
in the future
example
of Brian Kelly. I mean,
that's a perfect example for sure.
It's harder here. It is, and if he can overcome that, look, if Brian Kelly can win a championship at LSU, if he can win a Western Division at LSU, then I will freely admit that I was wrong and I didn't see it coming. But Jimbo Fisher, since
he
took over,
because then that makes Alabama not as good.
He's got 9-4, 8-5, 9-1, 8-4. I mean, that's.
Can we all agree though that Brian Kelly, even on a list of people that don't really like him as a coach, mm-hmm. he's no worse than in the top 15. I would say should be unanimously in the top 10 for football coaches yeah. in the country. He's somewhere between 8 and 15. And so you get him at LSU, and he also has that like old man cool factor. Like, he doesn't have to say anything. Jimbo Fisher is the exact same way. Like, when he walks in a room, everyone turns and looks. Mm-hmm. And they're not in awe, but it's like, oh, man, that's bright. You know, like, Saban for sure is the number one guy like that. Kiffin's coming up on that. You see it with a lot of people. So I do think he could recruit well. When he walks in a recruit's house, because he's already been recruiting the whole country. He's head coach at Notre Dame. So he could have some success. He won't, though, if he doesn't retain the players on the team.
Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. Let's go next to Nick. Nick, you're on the Hurricane Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Brian, welcome back. I think Logan did a decent job of keeping things on track while you were gone.
Keep it C+, B-. He's a good kid. He competed.
Yeah, give or take. I got a question kind of, I guess, more directed for, and Ainge, no offense, kind of more something that Brian might know a little bit more about. The Antonio Brown fake vaccine card, all that, that's normal citizen, that's a felony charge, correct?
Correct.
So, I had not really followed the situation real terribly closely, but why? I haven't seen anything that, I mean, no charges or nothing. All it is a few game suspension from the NFL for him. Is it because he's a, you know, star athlete?
Somebody has to make a decision one way or the other, and not everybody who is presented a fake vaccine. A lot of the charges have come from vaccine cards being presented in government situations to keep your job, etc. Here's the thing that I don't understand with Antonio Brown. The NFL does not have a vaccine mandate. Obviously, the Aaron Rodgers situation has played out the way it has.
He's got COVID. Yeah.
He just doesn't want to. He didn't want to go through the protocols for unvaccinated players, so he got a fake card. I mean, That's what I don't get with if you're Antonio Brown. If you don't want to get the vaccine, you don't have to.
Dude, it took more effort to find somebody to doctor that up for you than it did to just let them poke your shoulder.
Yeah.
What are you, sick for 48 hours?
I mean, maybe. The wrong thing.
Whole thing. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So, but to answer your question, in most cases where there have been charges, it is somewhere where the vaccine card has been presented to a government agency. For example, to get into a place where a state where there it's required, or to fly, or things like that. If you present a fake one there, they can refer you to the authorities. The NFL has warned Antonio Brown and some of the other players. I believe there are two others that have been caught with fake cards, that they are at risk of being arrested and prosecuted if federal authorities do that. I agreed.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate you guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, Nick, we appreciate it.
You know what I go back to for this?
What's that?
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be smart. You gotta be smart about getting dumb.
Yeah.
Gonna be dumb, gotta be smart.
Yeah. Like, don't,
which for that just means just take the shot.
Don't do it. Like, and if you don't, then just follow the protocols. It's probably just gonna be for the rest of this season. They gave you a couple of options. Take one of them. Welcome back. 656-9900 if you want to join us here. As the Hurricane Show continues, Rusty Wallace, Key of Knoxville, and the Sports Animal. Why is there Taylor Swift on again?
It's Taylor Swift Fridays.
It's Christmas. It's
no,
fine.
No, it's not.
Logan's 23 years old. He didn't know who Waylon Jennings is, and he listens to country music. I'm sending you a better playlist. You have to show your work before you're allowed to do that.
It is not Taylor Swift Friday.
No, that's.
We have Foo Friday on this show.
I missed last Friday, so I got to make up for it.
No,
no, you don't.
No. Bad take. You want to do the show with me 3 days next week?
2 days.
2 days next week? All right.
656-9900 if you want to join us here on the
radio battle. Quick, finish him.
So,
if Bad Take shakes my soda one more time, I'm going to beat his butt.
Do you want me to open it over here to see?
It's pretty ballsy if you do. He shook that thing hard, like shake weight type shaking.
You're good.
Oh, magic touch.
You're good.
Get you some of that bad take. I am thirsty. No, I won't set it down again. this thing will be high and tight. I'm thirsty.
So Notre Dame replaced Brian Kelly by promoting their defense coordinator Marcus Freeman. Does that mean that Luke Fickell's staying? I mean, we said he probably would because they're in the playoff likely, but now there's not a, you know, unless he wants to go to Oklahoma, there's not
Cincinnati could pay him like five and a half, yeah, probably, something like that, realistic. But then you got all the increases for the rest of the staff, too. So you're looking at probably like overall what? Maybe like a $8 million, $10 million deal. Maybe six. I don't know. It's not that much money. If he went to Notre Dame, they could pay him 10 or 10 plus. So I just don't know that I would. I think actually Notre Dame's the only team that I think I would leave a good Power 5 conference team to go there. We just said it. They played Cincinnati, who on this year was ranked in the top 10.
Yeah.
But you never know what that's going to look like long term. And then Wisconsin, who was ranked 18th, and they got hammered. And after they got hammered, a lot of teams started beating Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They are not the 18th best team in the country. Just saying, that schedule is easier than anybody else who's looking with a legitimate chance to get in the playoff.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State, Gundy's harder. Cincinnati's harder, yeah, probably. They only played two ranked teams. That's a joke. I just – Logan and I were talking about it all week, and I value strength of schedule and week in, week out, how hard it is to get up for another good team and another good team and another good team. That's why this conference is the best, but by the end of the year, it cannibalizes itself every year. And there's, you know, two to four, maybe five teams that are still doing really well. And that's just not the case anywhere else. Notre Dame's probably the easiest place to win.
Let's talk to Tim before we have to get out for this hour. Tim, you're on the Hurricane Show. Good morning. Oh, scratch that. No Tim. So 656-9900 if you want to join us.
Go ahead.
The coaching carousel spinning in the number of big jobs that have changed this year and the fact that only one of them is still open is very interesting. And some of the guys that have moved, obviously, were surprising, but some of the guys who haven't moved is probably just as surprising. Lane Kiffin's still in his spot. Hugh Freeze is still in his spot. Luke Fickell's still in his spot.
If Lane Kiffin recruits really well to Ole Miss, maybe not, you know, quite the LSU caliber class, but I don't see why not. He's got a lot of hype and he's a great recruiter. His team's 10-2, and they're ranked top 10. He could do just as well as Brian Kelly at LSU.
Yeah.
And if you have a bad year, I don't think it's not even the annual expectations. Ole Miss pretty soon with Lane Kiffin is going to have expectations that they're able to, you know, do run the table type stuff and be a playoff team. They for sure will be. They're not that far away right now. But if he has an 8-4 year after a Matt Corral leaves, you know, 7-5 next year, you got the quarterback playing better, you got a new one coming in.
Yep.
Back to 9-3, 10-2. He can do he can have normal high expectations and be gainfully employed and no one will want him gone. You go to LSU, we've seen it. You go 8-4, you better go 11-1 the next year.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to do that? Unless Brian Kelly has baggage.
Or because you can get them to give you a 10-year contract with no mitigation clause for $90 million, and if you fail in 3 years, you get the rest of it.
Fair. He's hedging the bet. He's on both sides of it. If he wins and he stays, then he can make a lot of money and keep making money. If he doesn't,
he's 60. He's done one of two things. He's either said, I know Nick Saban's only got a year or two left, and I feel like I can run that division when he's gone. Or he just came up with his own retirement plan, which is, I'm going to suck for 3 years, and they're going to give me all this money.
Hold my beer, says Charlie Weiss.
That's right. Hour number two of the Hurricane Show is coming up next. We're live at Rusty Wallace, Key of Knoxville, I-75 and Callahan Drive. You're listening to the Hurricane Show on the Sports Animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games,
player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.